Big news out of the Y this morning. And Lisa, let's get right to it. What's happening?
We're very excited. We have been doing some homework for actually the last couple of years to figure out what we needed to do in the West End. Looked at a number of different facilities, asked our members what they wanted. And we are announcing that we are moving to Range Banks Building effective January 1st of 2014. And we are so excited about the space. We've worked with some engineers and architects, have a layout, a design that we're going to present to our members tomorrow. And it's just a great opportunity for us to continue to serve in the West End.
And that is located exactly where?
It is on the corner of Iron and Silver Street. It's just across from the Negaunee City offices and just kitty corner from the Senior Center.
For some folks that may not be familiar with the downtown Negaunee area, but this is something that I know you've had in the works for a long time, but really this is kind of the culmination of a lot of different efforts, isn't it?
It has been. We started 2 years ago with a task force looking at West End facilities and properties and what our program was on that end and what the needs were. And as we looked at what those kept coming to the surface was that we needed a bigger facility with locker rooms and some showers and a place where we were on a main road where we could be thoroughfare. And that's the back road between Ishpeming and Negaunee where we're going to be is right on that corner where everyone turns. And then working with the city in Negaunee, he contacted me, Jeff did, Thornton, the city manager, and just said, we don't want to lose you in Negaunee. And I said, well, we're doing a member survey. He did last fall. And I said, we need to figure out what everyone wants to do. And we sent the surveys out. We got back about 1,100 surveys from the West End. And everyone pretty much said, let's stay in Negaunee. And here's the things we want to see you add. Tot Watch was one of those areas. Group exercise classes in a bigger space. More cardio equipment. More fitness equipment. A sauna. And then locker rooms. So we looked at what that would take to do it. We looked at a number of different facilities. A number of different performers. We did to figure out what would work, what wouldn't work. And then Range Bank contacted us and said, are you interested in our facility?
And that's kind of where I'd like to turn over to Jack now. Jack Frost with us, the Chief Financial Officer of Range Bank. And how did this come to be and how will you be working with the Y to take it to the next level?
Well, we were ourselves looking for a new building because of our expansion and our growth and the size of our size of our people, and we basically ran out of space and started looking for space of our own to move our headquarters, and we purchased a building downtown, the iEconomy building right down at the corner of Front and Washington. We'll be moving down there later this year. And at that point, we knew that the Y was searching for space, and we contacted Lisa and came to an agreement, and I think it's a great deal for Negaunee. I think it's a great deal for the YMCA. I think it's a great deal for Range Bank, and we're going to help to progress things for the YMCA in downtown Negaunee.
Joining in the studio, Lisa Coombs-Giroux, the CEO of the YMCA of Marquette County, Jack Frost, the Chief Financial Officer of Range Bank, with us as well. And Lisa joining us this morning instead of a Y Wednesday update with the good news of the expansion and changes on the West End. Lisa, I have to ask you about with these member surveys that you did. The West End always been a very, probably having a very faithful audience to use it, and they probably had good input, didn't they?
They did. They have actually, I think the Y in Negaunee started before the one in Marquette actually had a facility as a partnership with Bell Hospital. So it was called the Bell West End facility at that time. And those members have been loyal members who've been with us for 15 years, many of them, and they had really good input about what they wanted to see, what they wanted to see where we were located. That was a big piece, that, you know, to stay in Negaunee. I mean, everybody wants a pool, a new pool.
Yeah.
But they're just not fundable, and they're very expensive to operate, and that just isn't going to fit with this project. But that's the only piece, really, that we're not going to be able to fulfill on the West End.
Now, Jack, when you look at this getting involved, you're moving facilities, but it must be good on a corporate level for you to say that the building that you were in for so many years is then just not going to sit vacant, and you're also taking an active role in its future as a corporation.
Yeah, I think like I said, Walt, I think it's a great thing for downtown Negaunee for that building to continue to be used. I think it's going to bring a lot of people, more people into downtown Negaunee and potentially use other services that are provided throughout the community. And the Y does a great job of working with the kids and helping out to help the kids throughout the area And Range Bank is very excited to be a part of that. You know, we are excited to help out the Y, and also to keep Negaunee in our minds and focus on Negaunee with the expansion of our new facility out on the highway and the Y purchasing the downtown building.
Well, we wish you both the best of luck on this project, because there's going to be a lot of work, I'm sure, converting over the former Range Bank building into a Y facility. And I know, Jack, you'll be involved with that as a company to help the finances of it happen and make it happen. And Lisa, of course, you'll be working with folks that will be giving you a lot of direction and input as well. And I just got to say congratulations, because it's nice to see that we've been hearing a lot of success about the Marquette facility of the Y, but to see this kind of West End growth is fantastic as well. And congratulations to both of you.
Thanks a lot, Walt.